欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica Today let's learn an idiom 今天我们来学习一个非常好玩的习语 Two wrongs don't make a right Wrong 就是错误了 Right 是正确那么从这个字面意思来理解呢就是两个错误呢不等于一个正确那么它究竟是什么意思呢而且应该怎么把它用在句子当中呢我们来听个对话
Did you hear the news about Helen?
No, what happened?
She was fired for stealing from the company
What? Helen doesn't seem like the kind of person who would do that.
Well, she said that her boss had been stealing from the company for years, so she thought it was okay.
Well, two wrongs do not make a right.
这段对话呢是关于 Helen 的，她怎么了呢 ？She was fired for stealing from the company. 因为呢，她偷东西被公司开除了。这件事呢本来就是错的，对吗？可是呢 ，Helen 却辩解道。Well, she said that her boss had been stealing from the company for years, so she thought it was okay. 因为他老板呢，就多年一直在公司里面偷东西，所以他觉得啊，这么做也是 okay 的。
Well, she said that her boss had been stealing from the company for years, so she thought it was okay.
Well,
我们中国有句古话叫做“勿以恶小而为之，勿以善小而不为”。看到别人做了不对的事情，因为从众心理了，你也这么做，觉得没有什么。其实这样当然是不对的啦。Two wrongs don't make a right， 意思就是呢，负负并不能得正。你这样做呢，简直就是在错上加错。对啦，最近呢，我们的爱趣英文限额招生呢已经开启。如果你想从根本上提升你的发音、听力，还有口语的交流能力，可以微信搜索“卡卡课堂”报名参加哦。Two wrongs don't make a right. 可以看到呢，这个习语通常呢是用来评价别人的行为，或是给出别人建议的。那应该怎么用在句子当中呢？我们来看一下。It is true that he has hurt your feelings, but you should not try to do something nasty to get back at him. You know that two wrongs don't make a right. It's true that 的确怎么样呢 ？He has hurt your feelings. 他伤了你的感情 ，but you should not try to do something nasty.Nasty 指的是比较恶心的、比较坏的事情呢。To get back at him， 这里呢 ，get back at somebody 就指的是报复的意思。后面呢就用这样的一个习语 ，You know that two wrongs don't make a right， 因为呢别人做错事，你也跟着做错事，并不能代表呢你做对了。我们再来完整听一下这个句子 ：It is true that he has hurt your feelings， but you should not try to do something nasty to get back at him。You know that two wrongs don't make a right. 接下来这两个句子呢，就相对比较简单了。如果你知道他们的意思呢，可以留言告诉我。我们来听第一个。One, don't be stupid. You want to hurt him just because he hurt you? Two wrongs don't make a right, you know. Two, we must remember that two wrongs don't make a right. If someone does something bad to you, you should not do the same to him.